Lecture 47, Early 20th Century Modernism, The Search for a New Musical Language, Stravinsky.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is Lecture 47, and it is entitled Early 20th Century Modernism, The Search for a New Musical Language, Stravinsky. My friends, I want us to imagine we've got Mozart here in the room with us. And this is the question we would ask Mozart if we had him with us at this moment. Mr. Mozart, would you recognize the following excerpts as music? Very simple. Would you recognize the following excerpts as music? And if so, how does this music strike you? And we would begin by playing the following piece. Again, Mr. Mozart, sit still. Do you recognize this as music? And if so, what do you think of it? And this would be the first piece we would play for him. Well, what would he say? Mr. Mozart would have a big, fat grin on his face, and he'd say, yeah, that's really fine. Isn't it summer 1788? Crummy summer, but boy, three hot symphonies. Really pleased with that, too, you know, that kind of angst-filled stuff. I really like that. You know, I'd like to do more of that if I only hadn't died so young, but I like that music. I have no problem with that at all, and we would expect him to say that. He loved what he did. He knew he was good at it. He appreciated his own work, and he would certainly recognize that as music, not just music, but very good music, his own music. All right, let's continue the game. How would Mozart react to this piece? What would he say about it? Would he recognize it as music? How would Mozart react to this? I think he'd get a little hot under the collar. He'd say, yo, what's your problem, Jack? What are they feeding this guy for breakfast? I mean, come on. Would he recognize it as music, though? Clearly, I don't think Mozart would like the Beethoven Fifth. He might be intrigued by it, but I think it would annoy him and irk him and ultimately upset him because it goes so beyond the language of classicism. But would he recognize it as music? Yes, he would recognize it as ugly music. My friends, even Lawrence Welk on non-prescription pharmaceuticals would recognize rock and roll as music. He might not like it, but he would still recognize it as music. All right, let's continue this game. We're calming Mozart down now, giving him a kind of post-Beethoven drink at this point, just to space him back out and make him rather more prepared for the next excerpt. How would Mozart react to this bit of Mahler's Symphony No. 1, Third movement?